how good aroma can be. It might be the barbecue wafting through the air of the park. It might be the scent of the flowers in your front yard, or the perfume of a beautiful woman that you call your wife, of course. Those things make you thank God for the gift of smell. Now, the guys have been here since 6:30 this morning working that barbecue cooker. And you can tell with your eyes closed what they've been doing, right? Now, the final touch by Chef Allen is a big old steak on the grill. Allen, let it go. Is it reaching back? Now, I know the wind's blowing the wrong way for us today. It was going north the other day when I walked down here. But you beginning to get a little of that? That's good. Believe me. That's a really good, sweet aroma. In 2 Corinthians, Paul uses aroma as a metaphor of how Christians are supposed to permeate their cultures. Cultures all over the world. So with the aroma of the barbecue in the background and the steak at front, with that aroma in the air, let's read just a couple of verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 2. That's good. And you'll understand. The Apostle Paul writes, "But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of His knowledge, of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing." Some things you can recognize by their smell, even though they're invisible, or even though you can't see them. When you walk into your house early in the evening after a long day of work, and you smell the aroma of a roast in the crock pot, you know it's there before you walk in the kitchen and see it, right? I was playing golf last Monday with my dad. I hit a ball in the weeds, so I'm walking around in the weeds looking for my golf ball, and suddenly I'm accosted by this familiar stench of a smell. I knew immediately I was not alone in the weeds. There was a skunk there. I could smell him. Now, I never saw the skunk, but I knew he was there. And I decided to forget about that golf ball and get out of the weeds quickly. A bad odor can be nauseating and disgusting. It doesn't take long for the delicious aroma coming from the popcorn in the microwave to turn horribly nauseating when it begins to burn, which tends to be the habit at my house. A few hours of yard work in the hot sun will turn even the most beautiful woman into just another person with bad BO. See, you laugh because you know it's true. Now, when we claim to follow Christ and we don't really live like Him, instead of an aroma that's pleasing, we start to really stink. God, who is invisible, wishes to be understood in this world of ours through the Christ in you. The message of Christ reaches the ears and hearts of people just like an aroma reaches their nostrils, bringing God and His only begotten Son right into their midst. A person who speaks and lives the truth about Christ is like a good aroma before God and in the world. The grace of God, received by faith, affects our lives with a sweet, savory aroma It's called the aroma of grace. It overpowers that rank smell of sin that infects our lives. God's grace given to us transforms us from reeking sinners to the fragrant children of God. Our prayers and our lives become a pleasing aroma before God. And the scent of our lives, it must change to be one that's pleasing to God. Eurodia is the Greek word for aroma. Eurodia. It's kind of fun to say, really. Paul uses the word here in 2 Corinthians, and he also uses it in Ephesians 5, verse 2. And in that verse, it's a reference to Christ being an aroma. Now listen to what he says there. He says, "And live a life of love, just as Christ loved us, and He gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Christ showed the example of the kind of life that is a fragrant aroma in the world and an offering to God. A life of love and a life of self-sacrifice on behalf of others. Self-righteous, judgmental, hypocritical Christians smell really bad. But when we love God, we love God with all our heart, and we love our neighbor as ourselves, and we show that by our willingness to put others' needs before our own, what a pleasant aroma begins to come from us, from our hearts, from our lives. And so when I read this passage a month ago or so, the first thing I thought of was, I wonder if I stink. Really? I wonder if my neighbors think I smell bad. And I thought, maybe so. So what do we do to when we realize that the stench of sin hangs on to us like that nasty skunk instead of having the aroma before God that's pleasing? What do we do? Well, when I work in the yard and I get really smelly, literally, I go take a bath. We take a bath to get the dirt off and the odor that goes with it. Baptism. Baptism is the spiritual bath that symbolizes our faith in Christ and the washing of a smelly, sin-stained life. You see, God makes a way for us to be washed, to be clean, to get the bad odor off, and then to be perfumed with His grace. Baptism is the bath that removes the sin that reeks and brings the cleansing power of His grace that transforms our lives. Baptism, it's only necessary one time. And it begins to transform. But confession is the daily means of remembering our baptism and the cleansing water that goes with it. Confession is the means of reapplying that, reaffirming our faith in Christ when we need to reaffirm it because sin starts creeping back. So, I have a symbol today to give to each family, something that Stacy came all the way from Ecuador to help us make last night. We have, that are going to be passed out, and you can start passing them now. Where's my passer routers? All right. First of all, I want you to know, this is not candy. Children, if you eat this, you will be sorry. It won't kill you, but it's soap. It'll make you sick. Okay? These are little soaps. And I want each family to have one. Just start distributing as quickly as you can, guys. Get those going. There you go. Every family, take a little soap. Some are shaped like hearts. Some like this one are little fish. This is a symbol to take home to remind you of your baptismal bath. This little ornamental soap reminds you of the spiritual bath that you had. So I want you to take it home with you. I want you to put it somewhere, maybe in your bathroom, somewhere where you'll see it every day, and it'll remind you that you've been cleaned by the grace, by the blood of Christ. And so that now, when you walk out your door every day, let the aroma of grace and mercy and love come from your life. And leave the old stinky stuff behind. Okay. So as we pass those out, let's pray together. And I want to lead us in a community-wide confession. Because all of us sometimes get stinky again. And we need that confession and to receive God's grace and forgiveness and to start smelling a lot better. Okay? I don't know who gets the steak, but it looks good. Let's pray. Lord God and everlasting Father, we give thanks to You that when we come before You with all the smelly sin that sticks to us and that we bring to You, You take it off of us and You put it on Christ, our Lord, on the cross. And by His blood, we're not only forgiven, but we are cleansed. So, Lord God, we confess. We let that sin kind of creep up on us from time to time. And the smell comes back. Bring the forgiving grace and mercy of Christ upon us again. Help us to remember our baptism, that we have been cleaned by Your grace. Help us, Lord God, as a church and as individuals, to be people with the aroma of grace freely given in this world. An aroma that's pleasing to You. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. All right, the band's going to come and lead us in a final song. And as they do, one more thing. You might have thought, hey, you know what, Pastor? I've never been baptized. And if that's true, that's okay. I can help you with that. So you come talk to me later on in the picnic, or you call me up, my number's in the bulletin there, or you can shoot me an email, and I would be happy just to get with you and talk about more about what baptism is about, what it means, and answer your questions about that. We have a baptism coming up at the church very soon, and I would love to do more than one. So if you've never had that baptismal bath that symbolizes the forgiveness of your sins and the washing of a sin-stained life, come talk to me. That's a great thing to do. This series of Sunday sermons is focused on how we can be a positive impact in our own culture around us. The idea is not to sign people up for new commitments and responsibilities, but just to begin to pay attention to what God's doing in our community and be a part of that. So, we must be a fragrant aroma before the Lord in this community, speaking the gospel and living lives of love and even sacrifice. Let's do that together. Stand, let's sing, then we'll be ready to eat. Okay.